Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, everyone. Well, I say good morning to those of you on the East Coast. Good afternoon, because it is now 6 after 12. Thank you for joining us here on Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Fred Penny. I'm in the big chair. Fred is jet-setting again. That guy burns the candle at both ends and in the middle, I'll tell you.
And the kerosene, out of which is the airplane fuel, I mean the jet fuel, right?
Oh, absolutely. And lobbying for 25 hours, a 25-hour day, and add an eighth day to the week. That's Fred Penny. By the way, that smooth, silky voice you hear there is Cal Hunter.
I thought that was Fred. I was hoping, yeah.
Cal, how are you on this fine Saturday?
I had a great week off last week, and thanks to Chris for coming in and filling in on the show. I know he does a great job. I know when Chris does the show, I come in, and Fred and Todd look at me like, go, oh, you're back. Well, anyway.
Well, that's why I wore a bag over my head, so you didn't see.
Thank you. My lovely bride and I got to go to the home of one of our affiliates in Ely, Nevada.
Really?
They carry the show live there on 1230 AM, KELY. I got to meet with Wyatt, the general manager there, and had a really good experience, kind of chatted him up a little bit. He chatted me up a little bit. Found out that Radio Law Talk is also being played, if my understanding is correct, one of the stations that Wyatt programs for a group called the Nevada Radio Network in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, really?
So apparently we're being played in Phoenix as well. And if we are, if you're listening to us in Phoenix, hi. That's all I can say. It was a great thing. We had a good visit. We went up and down the length across I-80 and the breadth of Nevada up and down, north and south.
That's amazing.
Ely and back. It was a great adventure. Plus, we got to see our grandkids. We graduated from the Brigham Young Accounting School. One's going off to work for a very big Deloitte and Touche, and the other one's going off to work for some company. Anyway, some company.
Yes, I'm sure money. That won't come back to haunt you, Grandpa. Yeah. Oh, yeah, everybody knew where they were going to work, but you didn't know where I was going to work.
I'll tell you what it is when I think of it. My wife will text me, but she's not listening today because she's the prop mistress at a high school show, and they're matinees today. So they're doing Mamma Mia at Shasta High School in Redding, California, and she's doing the props. And so I got nobody, Todd. It is literally you and I.
Just us. Denise also on assignment today.
Yeah.
So just you and I. You know, I want to throw a question out there to the listeners.
Good one.
Okay, I think this is the first time that we have done this. Because, look, on Radio Law Talk, we don't give legal advice.
Never.
So, because
we give illegal advice.
Yeah, we don't give legal advice. And some people ask, how do you do a radio show? Why don't you give legal advice? Because I'm sure some people would really like to know that. There's something interesting about the dynamic between an attorney and somebody getting advice, and it's this. You don't want to call up a radio show and start spilling out all the details and your opinions on stuff, because there's this thing called the attorney-client privilege that you have just obliterated by putting it on a nationally syndicated radio show. And anybody can, so that is one reason. Second, if the only advice that I can give somebody really is, if you have a legal issue, go find an attorney.
Ask around.
Go find a couple of attorneys and you determine which one you think is good. Ask around, but find an attorney that you can sit down and have a discussion with and lay out your case in a circumstance and environment where it is privileged. The attorney can't divulge what it is you're telling them, and you can get advice specific to your issue. I mean, look, there are people that unlawful detainers. You got a tenant that you want to get out of the house that you lease. You're a landlord. There could probably be five 10 different landlords that all have unlawful detainer issues, and each one of them has circumstances specific to their issue that's not cookie cutter. And that's why you need to talk to your lawyer.
State you live in, the county, how aggressive they are. I mean, there's a lot of variables there. And I think what you're saying, Todd, is calling a radio show, and there's one show that does it, and he does a good job, but calling a radio show and getting legal advice is like calling a radio show and going to confession. Forgive me, for I have sinned.
Right. Well, you know, that
I mean, kind of.
That is going to be my podcast. Welcome to Radio Confession Talk.
I think that's
yes.
funny.
We will hear all of your... We'll have to do that as a podcast for the
sins.
FCC. But I wanted to throw this question out there. I want people thinking about it. You and I, we're not going to talk about it right now. But might not even talk about it at the first part. I really want folks to think about this.
And I want to give you, by the way, a new feature to the show when you're done. A new addition for people to communicate with us.
Okay, anyway, I really want you to folks to think about this. And if you have an opinion on it, obviously this isn't advice, but if you have an opinion, feel free to call in. I'd like to hear your opinion at 855-529-7234. That's 855-529-7234. That's 855 Law Radio without the O at the end of it. But here's the question. We've got artificial intelligence. I mean, you cannot turn on the news. You can't bring up any news service online or anything without hearing some development.
Elon Musk caterwauling about it.
Yes.
One of the big things.
Without hearing something about AI, artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
And I saw an interview not too long ago, and it was really shocking that the expert said, you know, look, 30-40% of the jobs that are done right now are going to be replaced by technology, and that freaked a lot of people out. And so here's the question I have from a legal standpoint. Do you think that AI could ever replace judges and a jury? Do you think AI could replace judges and a jury, given our legal system where somebody has to be proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, or a judge or juries that hear witness testimony have to determine credibility and things like that? That is an interesting question. And then the other one is, what about statements made by AI that, you know, seem human or whatever? How does that play with the rules of evidence with hearsay and how hearsay is defined? I'd be curious to know people's opinions about that. But, and we'll get into that a little bit later on.
Let me pick your brain on one key point. Do we not use AI already in traffic court when a camera takes your picture and you can't confront the witness? It's just a machine that takes the picture. What's the difference, I guess, ultimately playing it forward?
Well,
the witness?
Now, in that regard, my question was, AI, can AI replace a judge and a jury?
Or replace a cop in this case,
and in the
right.
sense, yeah. in that sense, yeah. it is the trier of fact, the entity that is trying to determine guilt or innocence. In your scenario, there with the light that, or the camera that takes the picture of the license plate that goes through, that is not a trier of fact. That's evidence being presented.
Good point.
And so there's a little bit different. I'm talking about the entity that has to determine whether or not somebody is guilty or innocent beyond a reasonable doubt. And actually, even in civil cases, whether it's beyond a preponderance of the evidence. And so I'd be curious to know what folks thinking is on that as you ruminate. And I wanted to say it early on because this is one of those things where you really got to think about it for a little bit before you say what your opinion is. I guess I've been thinking about it the last week or so. But if you have an opinion on that, feel free to call in 855-529-7234. Cal and I are going to be talking about that. A lot of stuff to get to. Ed Sheeran's case was a verdict came in. We've got lawsuits over conduct of police departments and prosecuting agencies and states and a whole bunch of stuff going on. But case or no case, when we come back after the break, because I'm guessing I'm going to maybe get the opportunity to get extra points because I'm the only one here today.
Triple point Saturday for Utah. Triple point Saturday. If you win, you get what, 2, 4, 6 points, right? So that's the deal?
Yeah. Going into the break, what is the topic of our case or no case?
Good question. I can't remember right now, but I'll tell you when we come back. That's a bad tease, but that's all I got.
Hey, I'm all about the bad tease. We'll see you after the break.
Yeah, disappearing dog after this. Don't go away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity. Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Can we stop now?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So, first segment posed a question. I want folks to think about that, and if you want to call in with your opinion, Cal, I'll be talking about it a little later. Do you think AI, artificial intelligence, do you think that ultimately that could replace the position of a jury or a judge in a trial, or not even in a trial, in anything where somebody has to hear, an entity has to hear arguments from both sides and make a determination, make credibility determinations, that kind of stuff. Could artificial intelligence ultimately replace that, or is that something that is a human function? I know that, if, for example, in the military, they say, look, you're never going to replace the instincts and intuition of a pilot sitting in the plane in the middle of stuff. I don't care how great the drones are and stuff. And a lot of people look at that and say, well, that's pilots arguing for their own self-preservation.
Yeah.
But there might be something to that. So that's the question posed. And we'll get to that at some point in time in the near future. If you want to call in again, 855-529-7234. But right now, it's the real reason people tune in, and that is case or no case.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah!
Carolina Davis had a dog, a cute little chihuahua that she found that she named Pippi. One day it got outside her fence and was missing for a couple of days. Carolina walked the neighborhood every day looking for little Pippi. One Sunday afternoon, there Pippi was behind the fence in a neighbor's yard. Carolina knocked on the neighbor's door to thank him for keeping Pepe safe. She said, I'm here to get back my dog. Bob Frawley, the neighbor, said, your dog? What do you mean? These three dogs behind my fence are all mine, and my stud chihuahua has cast an amorous eye on this new one I just bought. Think I might go into the breeding business for these $300 rehoming fee dogs. Carolina was outraged and called the police and animal control department. In her little town, it's the same guy. So he comes there and says, well, prove your ownership. And Carolina said, I think I'm going to go get an attorney and see if I can force Bob to give me back Pepe. Does she have a case or no case? That was her question, Todd Kunin. And that is my question for you, Carolina and Pepe, if you want to Hispanicize the name.
Let me tell you something. This sounds like Pepe may have a wandering eye.
Well, yes.
You know, Pepe the dog. You know, look, if this was a cat, you'd say, well, okay. Yeah, that's what cats do. I'm listening to this and thinking, boy, if this was like a, if this wasn't a pet, if this was like a significant other.
You're going well.
But do I have a case or no case?
You said, well, Friday night.
My girlfriend left me for this other guy because his bulldog had a, I don't know, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I got you. So, was there magic in her argument? What do you think?
Well, look, pets.
Yeah.
Pets are property. I mean, they're subject to ownership. And does she have a, if she has property, okay, let's take the word pet out of it and just view it in terms of property.
Let's say lawnmower.
Okay, if I have a piece of property,
yeah,
and I lose it, the whole finders keepers argument doesn't work, because if I lost something, I still own it. It's still mine. And if somebody else finds it, well, look, they don't know if it was lost or stolen, but what they do know is that it's not theirs.
But you see, in the world today, of finders, keepers, losers, weepers, property rights have been eroded by that very sense. Kid finds a jacket on the schoolyard, puts it on, wears it home. I mean, these kinds of things happen.
It happens, but it doesn't mean that it's legal.
Doesn't make it right.
And so, to answer the first question, does she have a claim? Does she have a legal claim to, if she can prove that the dog in the dude's yard is her Pepe, does she have a legal claim to get that dog back? And look, that's why people put chips in the shoulders of their pets. So,
she had a picture with her and the dog together.
Yeah, but it's a poodle.
No,
right?
Chihuahua.
Or a chihuahua. Okay, yeah. Great. You know,
the markings, you know, the tan and brown, you know, the kind I mean. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
And there are a lot of chihuahuas. Yeah. And I suppose somebody could look in and really take a look and see if they if that's hers. It would be funny if the one picture she had was taken in front of the guy's house that actually has it. See, it's my dog. Here's a picture
proof,
of us.
Proof, Your Honor. Yeah.
So if she could prove that the dog was hers, then yes, she's got a claim, and she could force the guy to give it back. She could even probably argue that he has now converted the dog and stole it under the law of conversion. He knew it wasn't his, and he kept the dog, and he won't return it. So unlawful retention of the private property or chattel of another.
When you said converted, I thought you meant maybe the dog became a Jehovah's Witness or something like that, but that's not what you meant. You meant to his own personal use.
Well, it is a dog, and maybe they're a dyslexic. So, yes, she would have claimed if she could prove that the dog was hers. And I think this is a great scenario. Something tells me that in a situation like this, you said it was a small town?
Yeah.
Okay. Small town, when? What year? Do you know?
4 years ago, I'm just guessing. I don't have a date on the case. It's fairly recent.
My guess is small town, they found a way to resolve this without having to resort to full-blown litigation with a case filed and somebody being served. So it was resolved maybe somehow, but it was not a full-blown case. I'm going no case.
Okay.
I know why you made today triple points. Because there's only one of us here, and whatever I say, if I'm wrong, you get points.
That's right. And that's rare.
It is?
So here's the story, Todd.
Do tell.
It is Case, and Carolina loses.
What?
Because she had no paperwork, the dog had no license, the dog had no chip. She could not establish ownership legally. And she tried, but she couldn't do it. So not only did she lose the dog, she lost money because that lawyer wasn't cheap.
They didn't do one of those things like the...
Put the dog in the courtroom.
Well, go ahead and put the dog whichever way she goes. That's the one that she wants to love.
She got a hearing officer, some guy who just got out of law school. This was his first case besides traffic court. You know, so anyway, she lost because she could not prove the dog was hers. And he said, "It's my dog. It's on my property. It's my dog. Let her prove it." She could not, so she lost.
Well, so the next question that I have would be, because this is interesting. Okay, she is laying claim to the dog. She might not have any paperwork,
right.
But arguably she's got pictures. She's got all this kind of stuff. And if the dog had only been there for a few days when she found it, I'd be going back, okay, dude, show me your pictures with it. Show me your paperwork. Show me your proof of ownership. And I just
read this in a news article, and I think that came up, and he said, it's on my place. It's right here. I have every bit as much claim, in fact, more claim to the dog because it's on my property.
You know, the interesting thing
People get crazy over dogs, don't they?
Well, the interesting thing is that in criminal law, right?
Yeah.
So the cops come over and they find a bag of heroin in your bedroom. I've seen cases where people have found contraband. I was prosecuting somebody, methamphetamine in their pants. Those aren't my pants. They were literally on your person. I borrowed them from somebody else. I didn't know what was in them. Everybody's now discounted. It doesn't matter if it was on my house. It's not mine.
We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk. Don't go away. Hold on.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560.
USA News update with the world watching. King Charles III is crowned in England. Charles took the oath to uphold the law and the Church of England during his reign.
I, Charles, do solemnly and sincerely, in the presence of God, profess, testify, and declare that I am a faithful Protestant.
You weren't able to see the king's actual anointing, though, the most sacred part of the ceremony. Historically, it's been regarded as the moment between the sovereign and God, with a screen blocking public view. I'm Corey Myers.
Tonight's 149th running of the Kentucky Derby will be without favorite Forte. The Kentucky State Racing Commission pulling the horse from action, reportedly due to a bruise on its foot. That leaves 18 in the competition, which begins just before 7 tonight at Churchill Downs. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Where's Fred?
I think Fred's the best.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So here we are. Cal has a key. How many points did you get on that, Cal?
Six, man. I think I got it.
Wait.
It was no case. It was a case.
It was a case. I said no case, so you get it. So you get two. It was whatever. Triple points or double?
It's triple.
Triple points.
You and I.
So Cal got 6 points. Holy Toledo. See, this would be like if we were playing Monopoly and Cal was the banker. He says, okay, for every dollar I give you, I keep a dollar.
Okay, now next hour.
Yes.
On case or no case. I know it sounds weird, but a very special Ford. A very special Ford next hour on Radio Law Talk. So we hope you can stay tuned for that.
Betty?
For case or no case. Well, depends.
<Okay. laughs> All right. So one of the questions that I had asked, and we'll get to some cases here, but just want to remind folks some of the questions. And I actually have already had somebody chime in, didn't want to call in, but chimed in on the question about whether or not you think AI, artificial intelligence, could replace a judge or a jury in our legal system. It's like court GPT, right, instead of chat GPT. And so this person writes, no, thank you. She says, okay, like it probably could, but no, because this is the best line, because I've seen Terminator. And as soon as I read that, I mean, I'm thinking, you know, the line in Terminator, right? The line in Terminator where this is the first one in 84 where Reese, who's gone back to save the girl. I'm sorry, it can't be a spoiler. If you haven't seen the movie in the last 40 years, tough.
Oh, come on.
Where he's trying to explain to Sarah Connor, he's trying to explain to her, you know, why it's futile to run. She goes, it's a Terminator. It's all it does. It can't be reasoned with. It can't be bargained with. And I'm thinking, good heavens, it sounds like a defense attorney. But it's just crazy stuff. But do you think that artificial intelligence could replace a judge or jury in our jury system? If you have an opinion on that, call in 855-529-7234. And we got obviously other stuff that we're going to talk about. One actually comes. It's a follow-up on a case or no case from earlier this year.
Okay, what's that?
Well, you had done a case or no case earlier this year that dealt with a political candidate, was a mayor in Reno.
Yes.
Where a private investigator, it was alleged, whether a private investigator had actually tracked this person.
Put a GPS on her car, right, yeah.
So
right,
they could do that, and, you know, the question was, did this happen? Did it result in a case? And turns out that was a true scenario and a case.
Yep.
And a case that has yet to be finalized, but we do have an update on that.
Tell me, please. I'm fascinated by this.
So, update. In the last week, the judge in the case has ordered the investigator that placed the tracker to divulge the client who hired him to place the tracker.
See, that was the question, wasn't it? We're all saying, yeah, okay.
But do we have a caller?
We have Dennis on the line.
Okay.
Hi, Dennis. Go ahead. What's your comment on AI jurors and judges and et cetera?
Dennis, are you there?
I think he is. I'm just not hearing him for some reason.
Might have a little bit. So we'll continue this while Cal.
Wait, no, he's talking to us. I'm not getting him for some reason. Let me see if I can.
Okay, Dennis. I think we can hear you now. Go ahead. What is your what's your idea on this? Can AI replace a judge or jury in our legal system? Got right there and then cut off again.
Well, I don't. Here's what he said.
Okay.
And Dennis, I apologize to you. I don't know. Our on-air system is very expensive. And right now, very non-functional. Anyway, but be that.
And obviously not run by AI. So,
artificial stupidity. So here's what he said. He said, the answer is no, because I have been on a jury, and you have to be adjudicated by a jury of your peers.
There you, yeah. See, that is one that I hadn't
smart
thought
comment,
of.
Yeah.
But that's another. There's so much written into the language, a jury of your peers. How do you do jury selection with AI when every, you know, they would all be the same? You have to understand where people are coming from and all of that. And it's true. I get that completely. I mean, here's one idea that I had, and I think this kind of piggybacks on what Dennis his point was, which is this: proof beyond a reasonable doubt, right? Let's take a criminal case. A person has to be proven beyond a reasonable doubt, yet case law and the courts have said that an attorney, when you're trying to decide what reasonable doubt is, an attorney violates the rules of court and cannot argue to a jury some mathematical equation or the proof beyond a reasonable doubt is like 98% sure, or try to put some numerical value. It doesn't have to do with numbers. It has to do with whether or not you believe to a, get this, moral certainty that the charge is true. Well, how do you do that with AI and arguably a machine or a computer that?
And I think a
what's
key
their
question
moral code?
Was the AI programmed by a bunch of defense lawyers or by a bunch of prosecutors? Because AI, obviously, as we've learned when people do topic search now, is tilted in a particular direction depending on who programmed on that particular topic. Is that not a programmed search on that topic, right?
Well, the whole idea behind artificial intelligence is hopefully getting to the point where the computer or the program eventually makes up its mind or decides, regardless of the programming, it formulates its own opinion. And so there's that, assuming that that's what happens.
But based on what are the premises of the opinion? What's the underlying value?
That is
subject to programming, well, I would think.
Well, it's, Yes and no. I mean, the programming is the program. It's to a certain extent. I think the designers of AI are ultimately hoping it gets to the same point as parents. You're programming your kids to be sentient beings that can think for themselves.
Hopefully.
And, yes, hopefully. You're programming your kids to become sentient thinking for yourselves, that's one thing. Programming your kids so that they become sentient beings that can support themselves. I'm happy with
that. Okay, forget that.
But, yeah. Where does this take place in here? And there's so much to debate. But again, if you have AI in here, Dennis raises a great point. A jury sitting there, how do you – really can't be reasoned with, can't be bargained with. It's just, okay, this is my opinion, and there's no really ability to deliberate with a robot. They're just, okay, these are the facts. And, I mean, it's – Arguably, my ex-wife's chief complaints about ever having a discussion with me.
Well, could they consult, could a jury consult AI to determine facts and like mathematical probabilities of a bullet flight path or, you know, other things of, because the AI couldn't present evidence in court and so it couldn't present it in a jury meeting because they couldn't refer to it.
Well, so here's the thing, the jury.
Dumb question, I know.
Actually, it's a good question because this line gets obliterated all the time in movies and television and what have you about what can be argued to a jury and what the jury can consider when they get back into the jury box. The only thing that a jury can consider when deciding whether or not somebody's guilty or innocent or deciding for a plaintiff or a defendant, the only things that they are supposed to consider is evidence that was presented in court, either exhibits or physical evidence or the testimony of the witnesses. So to your question, could a jury consult AI about the probability of trajectory? The answer is only if that evidence was presented in court. The jury couldn't consult AI, couldn't consult some computer program independent of what was presented in court to see if this AI agrees with the evidence that either side presented.
That's up to the lawyers to do, is it not? Or the experts or whatever it may be.
That is what the lawyers are supposed to do. Hmm. That's why somebody was asking me the other day, how do you prepare for a trial? How does Todd prepare to do a trial, a jury trial? And the first thing that I prepare when I do a jury trial is my closing argument.
Really?
The first thing that I prepare is my closing argument. When we come back for the break, I will tell you why the first thing I prepare is my closing argument. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. If you want to chime in on the AI debate, call in 855-529-7234. Does AI replace a judge?
Yeah, since our phones are bad, Todd, here's another option. Okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Text us in, 530-727-5253. Text us, 530-727-5253. I know I'm getting texts on our business line, so that'll work.
Okay, we'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk with Todd Kuenin, and we'll continue with the program right after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, right? Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is no fun.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Who told you that?
Stay tuned. Now back to the show. Here is Todd Kunin. Hey, Todd.
Thank you, Cal. So our question of the day, and this question will be open for all 3 hours. The question here is, do you think AI, artificial intelligence, can that replace a judge or a jury in our judicial system? And the reason why I say judge or jury, can it replace the trier of fact, the entity that has to hear the evidence, weigh the credibility, and render a verdict? Sometimes that's they're tried before a judge. Sometimes they're tried before a jury. And can artificial intelligence do that? Now, Cal, one of our callers.
Yep, got another great call from our defunct phone system. And the caller said, okay, look, what about the emotion in a courtroom when a prosecutor gets you to feel sorry for the victim or the defense gets you to feel sorry for the perpetrator? How can AI show emotion in the courtroom?
I love that comment.
Me too.
I love that comment because I'm certain that the person that called didn't intend it to be taken this way. But as a trial attorney, and I haven't forgotten my thing about how I prepare for trial. I'll get to that in a second. But as a trial attorney, while I hope, I mean, if I'm being honest, while I hope that the jurors kind of have that toward my case, that inclination toward my case, I'm also well aware of the jury instruction. The judge specifically instructs every juror in every case. It says this: do not let your passions, emotions, these feelings influence your decision. Your decision should be based upon the facts and how they stack up against the law. They should not be based upon an emotional connection or anything like that. Don't let emotion cloud your judgment. And so, to a certain extent, that would be an argument. I don't know if it's a game-ending, persuasive, yes, let AI be a juror argument or conclusion, but that would be an argument that is in the, yeah, maybe AI would be a good alternative because it would take passion and emotion and all that out of it so that the facts could be what control the verdict.
But without passion, how would a plaintiff's attorney that comes in and says, look at this poor woman, she was mangled in this accident or whatever the case may be, she deserves a lot of money, and the only way we can punish the insurance company of the other driver or the other driver is through money. And I think if emotion wasn't there, that might cut down on those punitive verdicts,
sure,
or whatever
sure.
the case may be. Just thinking out loud with you.
Well, you're talking about two different things here.
True.
One is, okay, is there liability or isn't there? Okay, putting aside this poor woman, the question here is not whether she's poor and whether the insurance company is this big bad. The initial question is, was she mangled and how badly?
Right.
Okay, that is, was she mangled and how badly? Okay, that's one. Second, when you're determining the amount of damages, how preventable was this accident? I mean, is there evidence, for example, we'll just use an extreme case, is there evidence that the big bad company, for example, knew that there was a faulty gas tank? And all the, they could have fixed it with a $3 part, but the recall would have cost $5 million, and they decided that the risk of litigation, that's going to cost us less. And so the decision wasn't made along the lines of trying to save people's lives or prevent injury. It was made by an accountant. It was made by looking at the ledger.
Right.
And so in that regard, still you gotta look at the facts, but. I know that's a rule of court. I know that's a jury instruction, and I would be lying if I said that the attorneys will say, yep, I know that's what it is, and it really depends on what side. I've been both a prosecutor and a defense attorney.
Sure. Could we run old cases through AI and just see how they come out? Just plug in, like the Ford Pinto case to which you were thinly alluding, which is what Ford's decision was. She would pay off dead people than it is to fix the car. That was essentially what the court ruled. Could we plug those facts into an AI and just see how their verdict would compare to that of a jury of humans?
Oh, I think it would be a very interesting exercise.
Yeah.
I think it would be an extremely interesting exercise to do that. I'd be curious to know what they come up with. I mean, there are things. I saw this the other day, and I will be the first to admit, I don't know if this is an actual scenario. It had to do with some robot, some AI robot that was assigned a task of moving boxes in a shipping warehouse and was being paid minimum wage, and they had the video of it, and it started doing its job, and within the first 5 minutes, it reasoned that doing this for this amount per hour just wasn't worth it, and it shut down. it shut down, terminated itself, it was just done, just shut down. And you're like, okay, yeah, that's great, but there are humans that will do that all the time because it's the only work they can get. They got to put food on the table, and they have this idea that this will lead to something else and that it can move on. And so there's some limitations, obviously, about what AI can do and whether or not it can simulate what humans do, right?
Well, it's interesting in a lot of ways because all people say they want in court is just an honest, fair verdict.
Yes.
And if you have a machine do it without any emotion at all, are you really more likely to get that or are you not?
And I'm certain that there are a lot of people that go through the judicial system that have humans adjudicating them, and they come out, this is a common frustration, they come out feeling like, I felt like I was just on some sort of port-based assembly line.
Right.
Like, I, they were all humans, but I felt like it was just a very mechanical process. And in,
this,
out.
This seems to be especially true in my experience in matters of family law. Where they say, look, they just wanted to get me in, get me out. Let's go by this set of rules. None of this other stuff matters. Here's our rules. This is how we're going to do it. And there's a large frustration with that sometimes,
I think. There's an extremely large frustration. There's a large frustration. I don't want to miss this one point.
I'm going to get back to this.
Because I did say why I prepare my closing argument second, and I wanted to get to that before we hit the top of the hour.
Sure.
So here's why I prepare my closing argument first when I'm preparing a trial. It's because in order for me to say something in closing argument, I have to make sure that that fact that I'm arguing, that point I'm trying to make, is supported by evidence that was introduced in the trial. So if I want to say A, B, C, D, and E in my closing argument, I got to make sure I have evidence that supports that. Now I'm guided. Okay, if this is the evidence I want to base it on, the next question, another step back, which witnesses do I have to call so that that evidence is in my tool bag to argue? And then I keep working my way back until the last thing that I do is my opening statement.
Sounds like Stephen R. Covey. Start with the end result in mind for the seven habits of highly effective lawyers in this case, right?
It could be, or it could also be the yet-to-be-written book, you know, Even a Blind Squirrel Finds a Nut Every Once in a While, and it's just kind of what I came up with. But that's how I back it off, and that's why I do it that way.
But can you make your closing argument to a machine and say, did I establish... Would that be an option for a lawyer to use it as a rehearsal box?
So can I make my closing argument to a machine?
To the machine and say, analyze this and tell me the points I proved out of my closing argument or the points I, you understand what I'm saying?
Cal, you promised you wouldn't bring up things that were too close to when I was married.
Okay.
Yes, I was making a closing argument to him. I couldn't resist throwing that one.
And the deal never closed.
And
okay,
the deal, yes. Well, you know, sorry, you have not, you forgot to do this.
But it seems like that might be a wise use of AI, would be to plug your facts in and say, what do I have? What's the hole in my case?
I think it could be a helpful tool as long as it's not the end product, right?
Exactly.
Well, we are through an hour, folks, and when we come back, it'll be another case or no case. We got a bunch of cases to get to, and we'll continue with this discussion about whether or not AI can replace a judge and a jury. If you have an opinion, call in 855-529-7234. Cal, take us out.
All right. Thanks for listening to the first hour of Radio Law Talk. You can always, if your station dumps the show now, you can always go over to RadioLawTalk.com and listen to us live or listen to every episode we've ever done on delay. It's available for you, and it's all free at RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back at 6 minutes after the next hour.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.